This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag in Paso. Your one-stop shop for quality hay you can count on. For a huge variety of economy hay to locally grown premium hay. With delivery to the entire Central Coast. Count on Premier Ag.
98.1 KJUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning. Saw this story and scratch my head. Experts are saying keep your luggage in the hotel tub.
Oh, I saw this.
Or risk bed bugs in your bag, according to an entomologist. Throwing your suitcase on the hotel room bed or into your hotel room's closet's a bad idea. The bug expert says bed bugs that hide out on hotel mattresses, couches, or other upholstered surfaces can easily crawl into your luggage.
How gross.
I know.
I just stayed in a hotel. Not last night, the night before. Now I'm feeling like I have bed bugs because you're saying this.
Why are you choosing? Here's my thing. Why on earth are you choosing a hotel that may or may not have the bed bugs?
First of all, I stayed in a very nice hotel.
Did you?
Secondly, even
3.5
super nice hotels can have bed bugs.
I refuse to believe that.
Well, I'm sorry.
I refuse to believe that. The entomologist here recommends if you're staying at a hotel, put your luggage in the bathroom, preferably in the bathtub, because bed bugs are least likely to end up there. They have a hard time climbing slippery surfaces like glass and porcelain. They don't fly. I know, that's the very first thing I do is walk right in, put my suitcase right on the bed, and then, you know, scope out where the clothes are going to go, and the, you know, the closet, the drawers, and then I take my suitcase, and I take my suitcase and I put it over in the corner, or I put it on one of those little luggage stands that they have. And I open that sucker up, and when clothes get dirty, I put it right in there.
I'm weird, though, about my clothes. Like, if I take my stuff on a trip, and even if I don't wear it, like, if I'm going overnight and I bring an extra outfit or two,
yes,
it's all getting washed.
Oh, yes.
Like, don't make that mistake.
Right. I'm with you. I guess you're right. I guess I'm a super snob enough to think that I don't stay at a place that has
I know, but
bed
you
bugs.
Definitely do. Because you can be like,
can I please remain in my snobbery?
No.
On this one, please don't try to bring me
out
of my snobbery.
No, because I'm going to tell you that even if you stay in a really nice hotel, they can have bed bugs. I didn't see any signs of bed bugs in our hotel this weekend. I would freak out.
I have over the years, based on stories like this, I have made a couple of changes. Like, I do use that little liner they give you for the bucket of ice. I do use that now. I'm not putting the ice cubes right in the bucket.
Oh, my God.
Like I used to when I was younger. I'm like, yeah, it was here. The coffee maker, I'm really iffy
people
on that.
People pee in that coffee maker. I just know that people pee in it.
I'm not doing that.
Jeff made us coffee in ours this weekend, and I was like, oh, I can't with this. Like, I know people pee in this.
Right, right.
It's like a weird thing I have.
This is weird America, Jeff. I'm not doing
right.
that.
Right. Like, you see down in the lobby, it says, we proudly serve Starbucks.
Yeah,
like,
that's perfect.
That's what
I'll go down and
to
say
do.
Hello to Sarah, who's making my Frappuccino.
Nicole and Frank Gianico text in. My husband works for Clark. That is our routine. Everything in the bathroom, and he does an inspection every single time.
Wait, so, he works for the pest control, and then when they go to a hotel,
that he puts his stuff in the bathroom and then inspects the
get
hotel.
Out,
yeah,
shut the front door.
So I'm going to take my advice from him.
Yeah,
because he seems to know exactly what he's talking about.
Okay. I want to focus more on the he does an inspection every time. Does he bust out one of those lights? Does he turn all the lights out?
Maybe.
And one of those light wands that's like blue light?
I never want to do that in my hotel.
I want one of those. Where do you buy one of those? Where can you get
just
one of those
go get a blue light?
Where do you get them? Where
anywhere.
Do you do?
Like Amazon.
A head shop or something like that?
It's
like
sure.
For druggies?
Druggies.
Well, you know what I mean. It's
Amazon.
Like
Amazon. I don't really want this in my
what are those?
History,
what are those lava lamps? Where do you get like lava lamp? Where would you buy a lava lamp? Where do you get one of those blue lights that you can check for bed bugs and stuff? And blood.
Right. Remember? Here, blue light flashlight, $12.99. You really want to check for blood in your...
Is that a thing? Is that the blue light shows the blood?
Yeah, like everything.
Been a
murder, $7.99.
For
$7? Can we just order this for you right now?
Oh, gosh, give me 7 of them, please.
Oh, a detector for dog, cat, pet urine, dry stains, bed bugs on carpets, rugs,
yes,
floors.
Yes, what is that? How much does that cost?
$7.99. It gets 575 reviews, 4 stars.
Yes. I'm taking that with me when I go to Vegas. I'm taking that with me.
I don't think you want to.
Dang. What would you do? Like, if you did that, these stuff, you'd be like, call down. Oh, no, I can't stay in this room.
Yeah, I don't think you want to do that.
I want that thing right now. I want that thing right now. I want to check my house. I want to see what's going on in my house, too.
Nicole and Frank Gianico, just a flashlight, or you'll never stay at a hotel again if you use a blue light. See, I'm with her on that.
It would take a lot for me to never stay at a hotel. You know, I want to live at a hotel, so...
that reminds me back to you living in a hotel. Lady L had texted in about our Olive Garden.
Yes.
Story.
Yes.
Said, Tom, I think you should get that pasta pass. Find an Olive Garden next to a hotel for your retirement. Then you'll have meals paid for. No cooking, no dishes.
It's the best idea ever. I love you, Lady L. You win today.
Yep.
You win life today.
Mr. Glass would just bug bomb your room anywhere you go. What kind of weirdo is that, Mr. Glass? Like, how do you bug bomb your room? I imagine you throwing
soaps. Yeah, it's like a little Bed Bath & Beyond bag of soap.
We're going to go down to the pool, wait for the bed bug bomb to know.
Where are you staying, too?
Right.
That you have to bring that in your luggage with you. What is the white powder in your luggage, sir? Oh, it's a bug bomb. Really? Can we have that tested? Because the drug-sniffing dogs are thinking it's something else.
No.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for quality hay. Tested, guaranteed, and delivered anywhere on the Central Coast. Count on Premier Ag for their farm-to-stable approach. Combining their love for farming and finding quality at a great price.